And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. We have a group of people coming in today with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Well, I'm dry, which is more than I could say a couple hours ago when I came in. Is it still raining out there?
Yeah, I don't know. Not too bad. Roads weren't too slippery when I came in, so it was good.
There was no city council meeting last night, so more recently, over the course of the last few months, we've been talking with some of the people involved within the city and the various departments and such, and today we're going to feature some people from the Northfield Police Department.
Yeah, so I get the pleasure of inviting in collaboration with my city staff, really making a place for Officer Eichlenberg and Officer Cordova to join me this morning to really talk about their work that they're doing in the police department, as well as their journey or their story as much as they'd like to share. It's such a pleasure to have such a quality police department with so many people working on behalf of our community. One of the things that I love most about our police department is the way that they're out there building relationships in the schools, on the streets. I see them walking around, and really just their dedication and commitment to that community policing model. And the Night to Unite is another one that they really promote and participate in, as well as Shop with a Cop. And I don't know, you guys must get to do so many other really cool things. I'm kind of jealous, just saying. But they do just great work on behalf of our community, and I'm just so pleased that we have such a quality police department in our city.
Yeah, the external relations and also the internal relations. You know, Northfield is now fully staffed as far as the police department goes, I believe, or getting to that point, and a lot of police departments don't. So we've been fortunate to have a good atmosphere here within the city to work, and we're happy to meet you. Invite two police officers in. We'll start off with Officer Cordova. You are you're a veteran of Northfield, aren't you? Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. I've been with the Northfield Police Department for 25 years. I am currently assigned to the Investigation Division. I'm a supervisor in that division.
Wow, 25 years.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say like 9 or 10. Boy, it's been quite some time. Tell us a little about yourself. Where did you, where are you from? Are you a Northfielder, or where are you from originally?
Nope. I graduated from the Faribault High School.
Okay.
After that, I went to Normandale Community College. And then I went to the Center for Criminal Justice and Law Enforcement for my skills portion.
All right. Have you been in Northfield for your entire career?
Or yes, did you? I have.
Have you?
Yep.
So 25 years, I'm going to do the math on that. 97?
96.
96. Yes. Okay. So we're going on 26 years. Wow. Tell us your roles in the Northfield Police Department. You started out as a rookie back in the 90s, and I would imagine you've kind of evolved with the staff during that time.
Yes. Obviously, I started on patrol. Then I was assigned to the drug task force. I did that for about 15 years. And here within the last year and a half, I was promoted to sergeant.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. I'm sure it's well-earned and well-deserved after 25 years. Let's move things over to Officer Champagne Eichlenberg as well. Talk about how long you've been in on the force and where you came from. Give us a little background on yourself.
All right. I'm going to be kind of reading off my phone because I was working on this. But,
okay.
Obviously, my name is Champagne. I'm 27 years young. I like to joke about that. I grew up here in Northfield, Minnesota. I love the outdoors. My favorite sport to watch is hockey. I was at the hockey game last night, so go Minnesota Wild. I am also a proud member of the LGBT community as well as the Latino community here in Northfield. I value my time spent with family, friends, and enjoy meeting and getting to know new people. I also love food, cats, and warm weather. As to why I live in Minnesota, I guess we'll never know. I've been with the Northfield Police Department for about 2.5 years now. Prior to that, I worked with the Minnesota Department of Corrections for 3 years.
All right. Let's talk about coming to Northfield from the Department of Corrections. Was Northfield a spot that you picked out? Was there a job opening you just applied for? Or had you thought about Northfield in the past?
I guess I didn't really have a certain area of where I wanted to go yet, being that there's county, city, state, and all different avenues that all of those avenues can take you to. But I was approached by our past chief, Monty Nelson, and he asked how I felt about the job. And then I also had our current chief, Mark Elliott, speak with me, and I was offered a position, and I jumped on it, and here I am.
Let's talk. I want to talk to each of you about why you became a police officer, because it might be different reasons. You're of two different generations. You were just a very young child when Officer Cordova joined the force. So let's start off with you, going back to the 90s and even before then. What led to a career in law enforcement?
Well, I was about to graduate high school. I spoke to my school counselor, and we're looking over some different occupations. And I was just drawn to law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got started by my school counselor.
All right.
Mine's a little bit more lengthy than that. I didn't know I wanted to be a police officer until about 10th grade. I was a very lost kid and didn't know where I was going to be in life. I had the privilege to meet our school resource officer at the time, Thad Monroe. Ironically, Thad is now one of my sergeants, and I am proud to work with him. He showed me a side of being caring, passionate, and giving back to the community and being part of something much greater than myself. I also wanted to be a police officer because I made a promise to my sister, who unfortunately passed away back in 2017, that I would follow my dreams, and one of those dreams was becoming a police officer.
All right. Well, I like that. I like both of your stories. Let's talk about a couple of other things. Northfield has been involved or been involved within the community college area, putting up a program that helps people in law enforcement, putting together a law enforcement curriculum. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, Mayor, maybe you can say that a little bit more eloquently than I just stumbled through.
Northfield Community College Collaborative. Yeah, I had to get that down for the state of the city, so I worked on it. So that is that collaboration with Riverland Technical College, yes. Or I believe. And is hosted over at the NCRC, and just creating that law enforcement degree pathway for people that are looking to go to school and get into the law enforcement field. And I believe there is also some partnerships with WINGS, the Northfield WINGS nonprofit, where they're helping to make it possible for people that might need some financial assistance. So really just removing the barriers for people and making it more possible for people that want to go into the field. So it's just a wonderful partnership, and I'm sure that Champagne or Jesse could maybe even talk about it more.
Yeah, let's talk about that. People getting into law enforcement and going to school for that. The resources, I guess some of the resources now available for that, at least you can do that locally. Where did you get your training? What if you have somebody that, if you're out there meeting the public, which I know both of you do quite a bit, and somebody, some kid talks to you about being a police officer, what do you tell them?
I would encourage them to get involved in the reserve program that we have. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the assist law enforcement. And then also do ride-alongs with the Norfolk Police Department,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of get a feel for the occupation and the job.
Yeah, it's probably not for everyone, but it is for some people, and yes. we thank those people for them. And Officer Eichlenberg, how about you?
So I am a reserve advisor, actually, so I have a little bit more in-depth answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as being a reserve officer for the Northfield Police Department, you must be 18 or older and have a high school diploma. You do not have to have any interest in law enforcement to be a reserve officer. If you do have interest in becoming a police officer in the state of Minnesota or out of state, being a reserve officer can allow you opportunities to be a better police officer in the future. Some opportunities that the reserve program has to offer are assisting with the St. Olaf Christmas concert and with Jesse James Days, participating in firearms training, reality-based training, minor medical training, engaging with the community, both patrolling and foot patrolling, learning interpersonal communication skills, talking on the radio and with the public, engaging in teamwork aspects, as well as being able to grow connections with the Northfield police officers during ride-alongs. We have had many reserve officers who have left to become police officers in the state of Minnesota.
All right. All right. And I've met a lot of the reserves and known a few people that have gone through those reserves. It's a great program.
Yeah.
I really think that Northfield's doing a wonderful thing with that. Let's talk about who is comprising the police force. It's probably a lot different now than 25, 30 years ago, when you started talking to Officer Cordova. Minorities, people of color, women, not traditionally, if you go back to, 90s and on back, not a big part of the police force, right. But that those numbers have really changed right now. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. When I started, obviously, in 96, we had two females working at the time, and I was the only Hispanic officer at the time. Now, obviously, we have more females and more minorities also working for the police department.
Yeah, you've probably seen the Latino and Hispanic community grow in Northfield over the course of those 25 years. Got a lot bigger.
Yes, and it's been very helpful, obviously, being in the community, being able to communicate with the community. They're able to express their concerns more easily to someone who speaks the same language as them, obviously.
All right. Let's talk with Officer Eichlenberg about that. Or Eichlenborg. I'm sorry. Get that name right. What is your experience has been so far in your couple of years?
When I first started here, I was the first female of the department. I had Jesse as well as part of the Hispanic community. But being that I grew up here, I know the vast majority of the Hispanic community and everyone that's kind of grown and moved within the community, which has been really nice. I've noticed that within the city, we have a lot of ethnicity spreading throughout the city that are employed. It's nice to see that. So being able to have that and then being able to also communicate with everyone. I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I can get by, and being able to get by means a lot to the Latino community. When we're out and about, we're kind of meeting them at their level, which is nice.
When you're younger, you grew up in Northfield, you're younger, people know you as a little kid, then all of a sudden you're older and become a police officer and involved in law enforcement. Were you accepted pretty well within the community, all of Northfield, not just within the Latino community?
Yeah, surprisingly, I think that the transition was very, very good. I didn't really know how to act or how to respond, because a lot of people were, I laugh at this, but changing my diapers and taking care of me and making sure I was eating and going to school. So, yeah. But all in all, it's been a positive outlook, and I'm happy to be here.
All right. We're just about out of time, but Mayor Pownell, any final words from you?
No, just as I listened to Officer Eichlenborg, got that, and Officer Cordova, I am just so... We are very fortunate as a community that all of our police officers are such great role models, right? And it's even making that transition as a young person in the community and then taking on that role of being a police officer for our community, I imagine, wasn't always easy, but in Northfield, it's possible. And our officers, they just, I said it before, they serve such an important role for our community, and they're out there. They're on the streets, they're connecting with our community, and they're doing such a fantastic job. And we've got two of them right here in the studio, and some of just starting your day, and some of you, right, is starting a little bit later. And I just want to say thank you. Thanks for your service. Thanks for all that you're doing for our community. Thanks for being real. And thank you.
And thanks for coming in today.
Yeah,
certainly appreciate it. It's good to get to know you. Those are Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with officers Jesse Cordova and Champagne Eichlenborg.
Yes.
Right. There we have
it. We're going to get it.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you missed any of the interview or any of the other interviews we do here on KYMN Radio, just go to our website, kymnradio.net, or your favorite podcast platform. It will be there.